Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Whitney. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Robert Doyle. I do not know my number. Can you look up my account, please?
One second, please. All right, what's your phone number, please?
806-438-3338.
One second, please. And your first and last name, the address and email address, please.
Robert Doyle, 5303 22nd, Lubbock, Texas. Bag ends at sendlink.net.
Thank you for that information. All right, is this for the DeLorean, correct?
Correct.
And how can I help you?
Y'all charged me on the 25th of January. I'm looking for that shipment. What was the last thing that was shipped?
Let's see. You said January 5th or February 5th?
January 25.
We have one on January 1st and then the next one on February 5th. So I don't see one on January.
You charged me on 25.
Let's see. For how much did we charge you for?
$114 and change.
Let's see. So what's the last shipment that you received?
The last shipment I received was 98 was, I think, the last actual one I got. It was a large shipment. It was a normal shipment plus 20, I do believe.
So the 1127 shipment for $252.96, you received that one, right?
Oh, God, yeah, number 98 was my last part number.
79, 80, 81, all the way to
98. Yes.
So that was the last one that you've received. So since then, we shipped out on January 1st with issue 99 through 106. You haven't received those, right?
No, I haven't.
And then one shipped out on February 5th, which was 3 days ago. So you're missing January shipment. Let me check the tracking on that. One moment, please. If not, I'll reship that one out. No, you're still, yeah. One second, please. Sorry. One second, please. I'm just looking over this.
No, you're fine.
So yeah, that one just shipped out. Process finished pricing out. So you'll be getting that one soon, sir.
Okay. So
the one that's on February 5th, we haven't pre-authorized that one yet. So we took, I don't know why the bank took for a whole month to process the payment. But yeah, we pre-authorized it on the 1st of January. They just actually got the payment on January 21st and shipped it out. So it's 14 days from that date. So yes, sir, you're still going to get that one.
Okay.
Your bank taking forever to process the payments.
Okay, you're getting, well, then this must be why y'all are showing up twice. Cause I remember when y'all, I called about that.
Well, it's a pre-authorization and it drops. It can only pin for so long, and then they did it again. So that's why it took forever, and they finally got the funds on the 22nd. But if you see that,
well,
that's because your bank letting it sit there for so long would not, and it can't pin on our end for that long. So they wipe it out and try it again.
Okay. Well,
so you'll be getting that shipping soon.
Okay. Here's the deal. How do I talk to management for your company? I got no problem with you. You're doing great. But what I need to talk to them about, you're not going to be able to help me with. So how do I get a hold of management?
I mean, I'm a supervisor. Let me see if I can assist you, sir. What do you need help with?
Your company has messed up my bank account over and over again. I get no warning when you're taking money out. Y'all take out too much money. Matter of fact, I'm not even sure why my payments have gone up from 100. Let's see, it was 108, and then it's 114. Y'all took out the payment for the big shipment. Y'all did that twice. It showed up in my bank twice. Now, I've called about this, and I've talked to y'all about it before. I don't know what's going on.
Well, during that
y'all
time,
just,
that was a glitch of two payments, but one would have been refunded. We didn't
ma'am,
charge you.
I understand that. We got that fixed. Can you turn your microphone down just a tad? Just a tad? Okay. Like I said, this is ridiculous. Y'all go into my account, but I have no warning. I do not know it's coming. It's just,
sir,
all
it's your
of a sudden,
responsibility. We ship out every 5 weeks.
No, you don't. Okay. Let's do a little math. Okay. The 5th of January is when you said was the first time y'all tried. And then the 25th of January. There is not 5 weeks between those dates. Not only that, but the big one was in February. And it wasn't. I really got to be looking at this, and I'm not looking at it right now. Y'all don't do it every 5 weeks. I have gotten it in 2 weeks, okay? And I've gotten it in 6 weeks, and I've gotten it in 5 weeks. That's correct. I was told, oh, it's going to happen every 5 weeks. I said, that's not what – when I signed up for this, I asked y'all to send them to me once a month. Once a month. If the month has got 5 weeks in it, y'all will nail me twice. That's the incorrect wording. You will ship twice, okay? But I don't get my shipments. Now, I don't know why there is a problem with finance between you and my bank. I got nothing to do with that. But what I do have something to do about is that I was told when I signed up, okay, you're going to get it on the 18th. We won't charge you until after the 18th every month, once a month.
Oh, well, sir, unfortunately, that is not true. We can't set our system to charge a certain date. Unfortunately, it's 8, 5 weeks, whatever you set for. Can't do that.
Yeah, I understand. Well, like I said, I want to talk to management about this. And like
okay,
I said,
I
you're doing
fine. Okay, I can send you
over
to a supervisor. They're going to tell you the same information. One moment, please.
Hey, dude, I'm on the phone with a company right now. Can I hand you off to your brother?
Yeah.
Okay. That is not a phone. That is a computer. You're not supposed to be on there right now.
I've got to scan it, and I can get on it.
One second, please.
Mm-hmm.